Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Married at First Sight podcast called The Bald and the Beautiful. Oh, fumble and a correction. I am Melissa.
I'm Kevin Allen Fredericks III.
I am Angel.
Marcus Anthony Tanksley I.
And okay then. And we are on season 14, episode number 8. Because we had the same conversation. Mm-hmm. Yes. Episode 8. And we're just going to go ahead and jump into the shenanigans of Lindsay and Mark.
Mark the shark.
Lindsay and Mark.
His sharkness came out a little bit today.
But then she became
That was the problem.
The megalodon.
She became,
I couldn't think of anything funny.
Yeah, I was like Godzilla, but it wasn't water.
Man, she was like, "Oh, you wanna go there?
Yes.
You ain't in? I'm out."
She was just being petty.
She let the chopper like, sing.
Yeah.
You know, she has a hard time. You know, I know people like this that are
Wait, set up the scenario because half our audience doesn't. They don't watch the show.
I'm be honest with you. They had to fill me in on it. I didn't watch this episode.
So this is the first time all the couples are together since the honeymoon. They had them do like a little couples date night bowling.
Mm-hmm.
And per usual, well, per what it's going to be, Katina, don't mess with Lindsay.
Period.
But she's black and white with that thing. She's black and white with that thing.
Yeah, she's very much so, "Oh, I cut you off. After your behavior on that plane, I'm done with you." So Lindsay was being Lindsay, saying a lot of inappropriate things that she thought was funny. And to some people, it might be hysterical. For Katina, it wasn't. So there was something that Lindsay had said. Katina rolled her eyes, yes. Right? And of course,
you remember what they were talking about? They were talking about the toilet.
I don't remember.
And then something else. I don't know.
It jumped to something else, but she was already getting on Katina's nerve. Katina rolled her eyes. Lindsay being Lindsay was like, "Why are you rolling your eyes?" Katina was like, "Girl, you know we don't speak to each other on camera."
Correct.
So I don't know why you think that's going
to
happen right now.
You know you're
right
not even supposed to be talking to me.
Yes.
It was not we don't speak. You're not supposed to be talking to me.
You know I don't F with you.
Right.
That's funny. It's like, we not breaking character right now.
Exactly.
It's
right.
Like the DVD commentary. Let's just keep.
And what was so funny was seeing both of the husbands trying to like, no. Even O was like, it's okay.
Just don't let her.
Who was?
Elijah. And even Mark, he was like, all right.
He was like,
so he.
Don't. Can you take this pack off? Don't. Because you know this is where this is going.
Based on the advice from her friends at the housewarming, they said, "Listen, don't tell her how to respond, but tell her how it makes you feel."
Yes.
And that'll hopefully help. They were wrong.
I didn't think it was solid advice anyway. They were giving generic advice.
Yes.
They weren't giving specific Lindsay advice.
Not at all.
Sometimes that's a good distinction. Uh-huh. Sometimes that advice will work for most people, but not the person dealing with.
So he was like, "I wish you wouldn't do that. It makes me feel really uncomfortable." And she was like, "But why?" She's the one who rolled out. He was like, "But you know that you talking to her is not going to like all of a sudden make things better. It's only going to escalate into an argument."
There's no positive outcome.
Right.
Yeah.
She's like, "But she was rolling, acting childish." Would she say something about a fa? I don't know what it could have been. Something in Boston that I don't understand.
A long, long way too rough.
Exactly.
She's so great.
And so then it quickly, he was like, "But if you can't realize this is a team effort,
correct,
then this is not going to work." Well, that's the last thing to say to Superwoman, because she's like, "Team effort, I have been your best teammate.
Period.
I have done everything for you." She still, what's so funny is that even though Pastor Kyle and Mark tried to make her understand that the chaos in his life is not the chaos in his life, it's her.
Right.
She's like, "No, I'm saving you from the apocalypse that's happening in your life." He's like, "No, you are the apocalypse. I've been used to this bullshit all of my life.
Yeah.
You are the catalyst." So they begin to get petty. Really quickly.
It was just, "How low can you go?"
Hello, they was on a limbo laying on the ground.
But the thing with him, Pastor Cal telling him to approach it a specific way, That's one thing that some, especially somebody like Lindsay.
It wasn't Pastor Cal. It was his her friends.
Oh, her friends.
It was her friends.
Somebody like her needs to understand. It's like I've been in situations where like me, Angel, and her friends would go out, and her friends would get into a specific situation where if I'm the only guy, that puts me in a position.
Yep, yep.
A position I don't want to be in. And I had to check one of them like, hey, next time, shut the fuck up. All right? Because what you don't understand is when you talk cash crazy, just because you're a woman, you think ain't nobody going to say nothing to you, but I'm with you and I'm your friend. I ain't going to let nobody sit there and beat your face in.
Right.
Or even if it ain't, don't get physical, it's like when you around people and you doing specific things, you got to take into consideration who you're with.
Yes. Right.
It's like I can't go out and knock the fool when I'm with Kev because Kev is famous.
Right. You got to, yeah, you got and to I got protect to, the brand.
Got to protect the brand.
Absolutely.
You better. Like at one restaurant where I was flipping tables, I wasn't thinking about that.
But what was that? How was that relating to?
With her not realizing, like when he was saying, hey, this makes me feel some type of way. Yeah. This puts me in this certain type of position. I want to protect you. However, if you just running and jumping off cliffs and running into lions' dens, I ain't going to keep doing that. Snatching you back by your collar. I'm going to let you run in next time. Avoided.
She hasn't seemed to notice that about him. That Mark. Conflict, when she started talking, you see him like, you're doing it again.
Yeah. Once she said that, she was like, unlike you, I don't like to sweep stuff under the rug.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But how petty is it to have to respond from somebody rolling their eyes? You could ignore it or just be like, oh, okay, whatever. Go on with the conversation.
Lindsay, this is the point I was going to make, but then I had to run back and tell the whole thing. Lindsay is one of those people, and I know these people, that are fully like, you got to accept me for who I am. I am who I am. Accept I am all I of am. Me. And while there is truth in that, there's also a point where you have to realize that if multiple people are saying, hey, love, you are too much, that you might want to clock your too muchness.
And also people who not even romantically involved. If your family is like that, that is who you are.
Yeah.
If your family is like, nah, she do be tripping like this, they don't have no reason to lie about you.
Yeah.
And now Mark, go ahead. I was going to say, Mark known you for 3 Saturdays. Mm-hmm. And he's like, whew, you be.
He knew that from day one.
Ah, you be a lot.
Yeah.
She bowling.
Yeah.
She wears too much as a badge of honor, though.
She does.
She does.
The other thing about Lindsay that it's something that a lot of women, because our mouths can be real, real sharp sometimes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So y'all can be.
Something that she did specifically in this that I'm like, ooh, girl, is she weaponized his vulnerability.
She sure did. It's what we were talking about on Men Podcast.
You cannot do that. And then he heard him or heard her talking about, you know, oh, I need an emotional connection. Oh, it's because your balls are small.
It was so out of left field.
She attacked.
Little roach infested apartment with your small balls.
Live with your mama.
You attacked his manhood. This is the thing. You attack a man's sexuality and his money. That's how you attack a man's manhood.
Come on, that's the truth. She did both.
Did both.
The bullseyes. Mm-hmm.
Roaches.
Regardless if she actually feel like it, because it seems like a very immature approach. It's easy to go back and be like, sex with you wasn't good all in many times. Right. Like,
that's
but,
she also said
but we
that
still
too.
Banging.
And well, I ain't had an orgasm. Maybe if I had an orgasm, I could deal with it a little better.
If you make
but
me
I got
calm.
No orgasms and small balls and roaches, and you don't make me calm.
I would be surprised if they make it back from this because
this Boston baked bean ain't never been flipped.
That's hard.
Yeah, I don't. It's especially because.
Burn on the bottom, huh?
Especially because I can at least say this, even though he did throw the dick, have another drink.
He sure did. But
that was
it.
His one punch. He was she was like, boom, 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 yes. Boom, boom.
The game just started. They were playing limbo.
Yeah.
And they went down one. He was like, you're alcoholic, basically.
She took the limbo stick and then started wailing his head with it. Oh, hollow, bam, pop, pop.
And she's much more adept at it than he is.
Oh yeah. Yes. But this is something you could tell this is repeat behavior for her.
Oh, yeah.
Even
she's
though I don't know her, I'm assured that this is some stuff you hurt me. Instead of me just saying, you're hurting me, I'm going to hurt you way worse than what you could have ever thought you could hurt me.
What you gonna do? Go back to selling gym memberships for $65,000 a year? Broke boy, live with your mom. I'm going back to South Boston, live my good life.
She
live your good life lonely, apparently.
But she's going to be rich.
And happy.
And happy without roaches. And come on. She's like, I'm going to use something at my house that'll make me come way faster than what you never can.
A lot more.
Come on.
Set on that thing.
And women can, like you said, Melissa, we can be really, it's easier for us to do that because we will half the time wear our vulnerabilities on our sleeve or on our chest. So it's just like, I've already made you aware that this is something that I am, you know, feel some type of way about. So it's harder for it to be weaponized because we've already said it out loud. Where he hasn't said more than likely to anyone these things make him feel insecure, that these things, like, you know, people wouldn't have known about the fleas had she not brought it up on camera
so many times.
She was like, bed bugs, hazmat suit.
Get your crap together. It's like somebody two houses down can have bed bugs and you get them. It's like you could be standing on the elevator.
Not according
bed to bugs is COVID.
He did it.
You can pass it that quick. But it's him. Yeah,
I'm
she's
sure
blaming it on him.
He handled all of that without the cameras ever following him there.
Yep.
But she's like, ah, we're handling it, and we're going to handle it together. So it does hit, I feel like, coming from a woman's point of view, it does hit a lot harder when you're exposing someone's vulnerabilities that never chose to expose them themselves.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's not in him, but somebody could equally attack her just as bad, especially if it's a man that's going to be looked at twice as worse. It's like you're loud, you're unattractive, you're this, you're that. You're going to die alone because nobody can stand to be. Like, somebody can attack her, and it looked three times as bad. But I feel like because she is already seen as this boisterous person, it's like, oh, well, that's just her flipping out.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's Mark's character either.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's not in him to do something like that.
That would be a volatile relationship if someone could meet her.
If she was with her, it would be awful.
I know who could. Somebody from a previous season whose name shall not be mentioned.
Shonef.
He would have gone to toe. Lindsay would have been in that bathroom with her head in the toilet.
Earth's core.
Earth's core?
That would have been a fire. Man, I've been like, pick up off the ground.
Yes.
The thing is, though, she attacked him in ways that society says a man should be able to do. You should be able to have, you're supposed to be making some money. You're supposed to be able to, you know, take her to Pound Town and have big penis and balls. He went 0 for 3 on the stuff. Listen. Small balls is worse than small peen.
Oh, she.
I don't even know what that means other than, like, you're not a man.
That's for
black dudes don't care about their balls.
But yeah, but I mean, you like even your balls are smaller. Like, they're regular sized. If you got small balls, you assume the penis is small. It's okay to have small penis, guys.
Now on to our first sponsor, Thrive Cosmetics.
It needed to be what's it called? The balls, the peen, ejaculation.
What?
What? You just...
Blue Chew! Oh, Blue Chew ad.
She said ejaculation.
Ejaculation. I was like, I don't know what we're talking about.
They're shooting them up over here.
Yes, I was like, aha! But let me tell you about Thrive Cosmetics, baby. It's a high-performance beauty and skincare company made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. No parabens, sulfates, or phthalates. Certified 100% vegan, cruelty-free. And it's CAUSE, cosmetics in that way, because every purchase supports organizations that help women thrive. So I got the mascara here recently.
It's very good.
And let me tell you, baby, you trying to have your lashes look like they thriving. Thrive Cosmetics has it. I'm telling you. It's a liquid lash extension mascara. It's one of their best-selling products. But, like, it's ultra-lengthening, eye-opening mascara. And it lasts all day. You won't get the clumps, no smudging, no flaking. I am a smudger. So a lot of times I don't wear mascara if I don't think it's going to hold to my lashes. Thrive Cosmetics is the one that you want to do. It mimics the look of lash extensions without the damaging glue or expensive salon prices. Clean, nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And it's got easy removal, tubing formula, slides right off with warm water, a washcloth, no soap required. And let me tell you, being somebody who I like makeup, probably not as much as Melissa. Melissa loves some makeup. But when it comes to natural makeup products, a lot of times you'd be like, they don't hold up to other products that have a lot of the things that aren't good for you to have on your face. Thrive Cosmetics has cracked the code. The fact that they're able to give you something that is so cruelty-free, vegan, and it actually perform and outperform a lot of the other brands is something that I have been. Listen, people have been trying to make some natural makeup for a while. Thrive Cosmetics said, move out the way. Hold my drink. I got this. Also, they have one of the things that I'm trying to do more of as I get older is match my money and my morals together, right?
Love it.
And Thrive Cosmetics is a company that I'm able to do that with. They have a bigger than beauty campaign, or it's something that they do. It's a part of their mission. For every product purchase, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help women thrive. So we're talking about women emerging from homelessness, surviving domestic abuse, fighting cancer, and more. So if you're somebody who wants to put your money where your heart is, Thrive Cosmetics is one of those companies that you can do that with. So now's a great time to try Thrive Cosmetics for yourself. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
For 15% off your first order.
Very good. Okay.
Go. I want to say one more thing. What happened with them in that bowling alley, it's dangerous, marriage. It's dangerous for your marriage. He was talking about a specific thing that was happening in this moment. Hey, when you do that and you pick at her, it makes me uncomfortable. That doesn't warrant, the response of, you are poor, you don't make me come. We're not talking about that. When you pull, it's a dangerous thing in marriage to pull from other things to prove your point. I don't remember what she, because he said that was the issue, and then she said something,
team,
and then
it was about, he said, if you don't know, this is a team effort. Soon as he said that, that made her pull. Oh, not a team effort.
And that's
hey?
When she threw the first barb that was unrelated to the thing, and that's when he said you drink.
It's completely irrelevant.
He
it's
said
like,
take a drink, and she said, go stay with your mom or something like that. Yeah.
Was
go
it first?
No, it I'm was, trying to remember. It was literally, is this a team effort? Are you trying to tell me? I was in a hazmat suit. I know
oh,
about team effort.
Exactly right. The first boot, yes. The first bar.
Yes. Yeah.
And then he said, have another drink.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right? She like walked away.
Yeah.
He was like, have another drink. Well, go stay with your mom. Like, yeah.
And
boom.
Then she had seven. Then she emptied the clip in the bathroom.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
I can say this in my marriage and relationship. I am grateful that I'm never vulnerability shamed, nor have old things used against me. Like, I did that with my siblings, but like, in a relationship, then you're gonna be like, okay, so now you're gonna use everything against me. And that ain't even a big issue. Like, no. Don't irritate Katina doesn't warrant you live with your mom, right. You only make $60,000, your penis is small. Like, dang, why you pull out all the stops for just me saying that makes me uncomfortable? Right.
Because I can imagine that Lindsay feels like it was an attack on her, because her point was, who are you here for? Because it feels like that you are standing up for Katina and not for me. I'm not saying that he was wrong.
No.
She's incapable of seeing it that way.
He's here for the right,
of the other way,
the right thing.
Say it again.
She wants him to be down with her regardless.
Correct. Yes,
she wants somebody to defend her at all costs.
At all costs, whether you're wrong or right. And he's like, but actually, you're wrong in this scenario. You could have at least avoided this.
I think what happened was, in 2020, when all the black people were like, y'all can just mind y'all business, Mark was like, oh, I got it. I will forever
mind my business.
Assignment understood. Yeah.
Whatever that happened to me.
Yes.
Mind your business. I will do that.
Listen.
You know what? Because I can never go wrong.
Yeah.
Minding my own business.
He was like, you are being a Karen, Lindsay. Black people told me to mind my business. And then I invite you to do the same.
Join me over here in our personal business.
It's peaceful.
Yeah, I definitely think she wants to be championed at all costs.
Absolutely.
I don't even know if this would have gone better if it was a private conversation. Because, you know, sometimes people take correction better when it's not in front of other people. I still think she possibly would have been like, how 100%. Dare you say that I should have corrected myself. And even, listen, even sometimes when a reaction is warranted, because I can't say to Lindsay that she can't be fed up with old girls rolling her eyes. It's not about you being valid and feeling some type of way about Katina rolling her eyes. It's not about that. It's about the person that you're now married to saying, hey, could we not do this? Because it's not a matter of this had to happen. It's not. It didn't have to happen. Are you warranted in being able to say something? Absolutely. If you had a dude that was like, oh, yeah, let's check everybody, it's a different situation. Then let's check everybody.
Yep.
But in this case, it's not. It does remind me of previous seasons.
I was about to say Ryan and Clara.
He did.
He was like, hey.
I was thinking about that season, but I wasn't thinking about that couple.
Correct. Yeah, Ryan was like, yo, that don't got nothing to do with us. We need to focus on our marriage. Sure leave them folks alone. And she was like, okay.
But
and that was the end of that.
Yeah, but I don't even, that's not at the core of who she is. Like,
no,
it's
no,
a part of what she would do, but I feel like at Lindsay, at the core of what it, of who she is.
Confrontational.
She is very much so she's like, we gonna get to it right
we
now.
We gonna get to it.
I love it.
The way she views herself is she's conquered the world. She's standing on top. She's planted her flag on every situation, on Mark's life. Everything she does is right. She can't be wrong. There's no reason for you to not back me up because I'm superior to you.
Yes.
Because you have bed bugs and small balls and you can't
and you make 65
you can't make me arrive.
Selling ginger.
I think it was just 60, Kev. I don't think 60?
He didn't
even
get the 5?
I don't think he got the 5.
And he didn't make a call?
Just
what? Man.
Why'd you take taxes and...
First of all, taxes
are criminal. She didn't say he did anything good.
No.
This reminds me, this is a little side tangent. And I think me and Marcus are going to do it on our podcast. I haven't even.
No, we're
going to
do it on our podcast.
There's my sister Daisy, who's a therapist. who's a therapist. She had me and one of my other sisters take the saboteur quiz. Mm-hmm. It tells you what ways do you typically sabotage yourself? I know Melissa.
Send it to
me. I know Melissa loves it, but I'm going to tell y'all what, because Marcus just kept throwing it in my face all weekend long. And actually, it wasn't my first one. So my first one is hyperachiever, right? That's how I sabotage myself. But there's one in here, and it gives you like the list of the ways. It's hyperachiever. There's pleaser, controller, stickler, restless, avoider, hyper-rational, hyper-vigilant, victim. These are all different ones.
I was like, check. Yeah.
And they rank them of how much you are one.
Okay.
So I don't think it's hyperachiever, but it's either, or maybe it is. It's either hyperachiever or controller. I don't know which one. Is the confrontational person of the, I am confrontational because I am going ahead and address this thing right now.
Yeah.
Because letting it go by is not actually doing anything.
Right.
And so for her, it's like times 10, though, of
yes.
I'm going to, but it's never, I don't know if it's ever to actually move forward. Yeah. I think for her, it's just, I'm going to call you out.
In the moment, correct. I want to feel better about the situation. Correct. So this is what I'm going
to
do.
Yeah. I think therapy gets you to the point where you were talking about, of like, how can I confront the situation to make it better?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But in the beginning, I feel like I just want to confront this because it bothers me.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So let's
and no
do it.
Other reason.
And no other reason. So if you don't have the plan to like make it better, it's just going to end up in like the fireworks. And that's all Lindsay is. She's a lot of fireworks. God bless.
Grand finale.
I mean, listen, I have a piece. Marcus has a piece of that in him. I have a piece of that in me. We're not as far gone as Lindsay.
But she's gone.
She's gone. Like I think from just having respect for each other and then having enough to lose.
Yes.
That's important to us. Really weigh out, like, is this the moment that I'm going to do this? Yes. Or should I? And sometimes it pays off. Like, of the hotel we stayed at, they try to do us as a no-show when I had paid for the night previous so that we could check in early.
Mm-hmm. Disneyland?
Yeah. And he was like, well, I'll go ahead and give you your keys. You just have to come back so we can put your credit card, da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, When I came back to put my credit card on, I said, you need to give me late checkout for free. He was like, no, but I get let you check in. No, 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 no. You inconvenienced me when I paid for the day before, but I'm confused. I know you might be confused. Get a manager so they can help unconfuse you. Yes. He was like, I could give you checkout at 12. I said, no, no. I want later than that.
I want 7 p.m.
Right. So we got our later check-in.
I want
another night.
Yeah. I wanted a week.
But I could have been like, let me not say. Then I was like, no. Yeah,
no, we both definitely be using them like, no, 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 no. I shouldn't have to pay for my inconvenience that you caused me to be inconvenient for.
Yeah.
You're going to pay for this.
You're going to pay
for it. The good thing about that is that you're able to do stuff like that. I'm learning this skill. Mm-hmm. It just takes me a little while to get there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'll walk away, simmer on it, get pissed off, and then come back.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And be like, actually, I've decided that this is wrong.
I have decided. This is not.
Upon further review,
you have
me effed up.
That's exactly.
I had to pull it at the DMV recently. It was just like, hold on, y'all's information did me wrong. Right. I know y'all got the whole, this is what we said. No, 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 no.
Yes.
Let me speak to someone different.
Yes. Right.
And then someone different came over with an attitude. And after I explained, I'm like, this is what I need from y'all.
Period.
I said, I know y'all in here mad and pissed off at all these other people screaming and yelling.
That's why I'm
not.
I'm not screaming.
This is what I was told. This is what I brought. How can we help you? Then finally somebody overheard me. It was like, I got him. Thank you.
I need you the other day. I went to the DMV, child, and had to
Was the only time I've ever acted like I had sense, though.
No, yeah. Yeah. But Mark, that really doesn't help when neither one of y'all got sense. Yeah. And that be us.
No, but see, we be too like, it's fine. Don't worry. We'll figure it out. But here lately, I've been like,
good.
Yeah, my downfall is I be ready to meet people at their lower level.
The problem with Melissa, though, sometimes she, as she's finding herself, it be the wrong time she uses it.
Like, no, I don't.
No, yes, the one, and I was Mark the Shark this time. We was looking. We had basically broke into them houses.
Oh, I didn't care.
Yeah. You remember this story?
No, I thought you were about to tell about Germany, but
no. We was in these looking at these new construction houses, and they weren't open. We was just going to look in the backyard. They wasn't open yet. It was like before 8. So we one of the gates was open.
It wasn't that early, but it was.
There was not one for another hour. We opened the gate and snuck back there. Wasn't supposed to be back there. 2 out of 3 gates was locked. Somebody forgot in the first house. So we back there. The sales agent comes and is like,
because he was clocking in.
He was coming
to clock in.
Maybe he was. And he was like, hey, you guys are supposed to be back down here. Like, what are you doing back here?
No, but that wasn't his energy.
Oh my God. We was in the wrong. We was in the backyard and they were not open.
I don't care.
This is Melissa. First of all, we own homes over here. No. We is just looking in the backyard. You want to call the police?
Did y'all jump the fence?
We didn't jump it. It was unlocked.
Why would you even ask that? That ain't got nothing to do with the story. Please continue.
I'm helping her prove her point.
We did not jump the fence.
You walked in.
Thank you.
Wrong. The doors was all locked except one gate.
We didn't need to go into the house. We were just literally looking at the backyard.
But you ain't supposed to be in the backyard
because we were trying to get ideas for the backyard.
This is me.
My problem was the guy came up and was just like, what are y'all doing here? What's your name? And I was like, calm. We actually are buying a house over on lot 22, whatever it was. Our person is this. And he was still trying to have, well, call the woman then. This is her name. Here's her phone number because here's her signature where she emailed me.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is we wasn't supposed to be in there yet. Melissa was decided that was the.
You're telling the wrong people because we will break in.
Fully. And be like, I don't understand the problem. We're not taking anything.
That's what I'm saying. We're literally just looking.
In this house for sale?
Angel figured out the code to get into a house. It was locked fully.
It was.
She said, I bet the code is the address.
That's in the garage. Came in handy. We don't want to think about all these passwords.
Angel had on some shorts. The bottom of the shorts was at her ribs. We went to this one house, actually around the corner from where we live at now. When I tell you, we hopped that fence, but it was like the fence with the wrought iron gate. No, Angel.
It had concrete and everything.
Angel used me as a ladder. it was one that got a stone column to it with rod iron. Angel rode over there and scraped up her knees.
We walked around that
backyard like we were supposed to be there. It had a swimming pool.
Oh, it was so nice. The Lord wanted it for us. That's why he said, I'm going to get you closer. And, you know, we might need to work some of these issues that we have out in therapy, but that's why BetterHelp is a sponsor of today's podcast. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Relationships take work, as you all can see.
They do.
On Married at First Sight, especially the most important one you can have in your life, and that is the relationship with yourself. Amen.
I said Christ.
Amen. All of them. Amen. A lot of us will drop everything to help someone we care about. Come on. Is that me? Yes, it is. We'll go out of our way to treat other people well. But how often do we give ourselves the same treatment? Let me tell y'all, when I did my vision board, one of the exercises the woman had us do was look at our life. It was like a pizza. And we had to grade how each area of our life was doing, how our friendships, profession, health, yada, yada, yada. My personal development was so low compared to everything else. And I was like, ooh, Jesus, is this how I'm really living my life? I'm not caring for myself. So for me, things like therapy, things like self-care, personal development, getting a life coach, a business coach, all of those are things for me to try to help my own relationship with myself get better. Because at the end of the day, how can I be a good friend to other people if I'm not making sure that I'm pouring into myself? So this month, BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you that you matter just as much as everyone else does. And therapy is a great way to make sure you show up for yourself. First of all, BetterHelp, when I tell you they find you a therapist to work with in under 48 hours, they are not kidding. Me and Marcus signed up for couples therapy. They literally sent us the woman's name and time she was available within 48 hours, which I just thought was amazing because I remember looking for a therapist in the traditional way. Oh, it was so much.
You gotta read bios and what their credentials are. It's a lot.
It's so much. And I was just like, wow, this was so much easier. I mean, because sometimes it's really hard to even get to the place of saying, you know what? I want to talk to a professional. I want to get this area of my life or whatever it is stronger. Sometimes it's just hard to get to that place. So then when people add extra difficult steps to get the person, yeah, you just like, and I'm done. I tried, didn't work out. BetterHelp was like, we're not gonna do you like that. We're gonna get you somebody that can help you sooner than later. BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and the Bald and the Beautiful listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
That's Better. BetterHelp.com/TBTB. And so once you get your whole mentals together, then you got to get your whole like digestive system, what you eating together. And we are doing that with HelloFresh. I love HelloFresh, y'all. We love HelloFresh in our family. The kids love it. The meals are so amazing. HelloFresh, let me tell you what it is, just in case you don't know. You get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients, seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. You skip the trips to the grocery store, and you count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. Okay, so let me tell you. HelloFresh has fit and wholesome recipes for satisfying and nutritious meals that you can feel good about, with 6 recipes per week to choose from, including low-calorie and carb-conscious options. I absolutely love the fact that we get variety every week. And if I want to go on there and choose what I want to swap out, put in, or whatever, the fact that I'm given that power to. But I also can trust that us picking the pescatarian meal plan, that we're going to get something that our family can eat. That's my favorite. No. It's not my favorite. It like ties for number one with the fact that HelloFresh cuts back on time spent in the kitchen with meals ready in around 30 minutes or less. A lot of times we are working really late. So by the time I'm like, oh, we gotta feed the kids, I can't be taking an hour and 30 minutes. It'd be past their bedtime. This is not what we wanted. Like, so the fact that I could be like, oh, grab the, the ravioli meal out of the refrigerator and I can whip that together. Plus they have quick and easy meals, including 20 minute recipes, which you just can't beat, and low prep and easy cleanup options provide for an even faster route to putting food on the table. As I've said before, the boys love cooking it with me. There has not been, I'm telling you, not one recipe that we have cooked that those boys have not liked.
Facts.
And it could be, I remember we fixed something with some chickpeas, and I was like, they're going to be looking at me like I'm crazy. They tore them chickpeas up.
I was mad because I planned on finishing all their plates.
And they were like, no.
That's the worst. your kids be like, oh, you finna just all eat everything?
I remember one time I came back, I said, Marcus, why did you eat all the food? He said, no, the boys did that. I was like,
I ain't ate.
And I said, oh, no. Well, listen, this is what you can do. Go to HelloFresh.com/TBTB16 and use code TBTB16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Again, you can go to HelloFresh.com/TBTB16 and use code TBTB16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
All right, let's move. Anything else?
Nah.
Okay, let's move straight into Noi and Steve.
Mm. Hold on, let me turn these noodles off. I think they've been cooking for 3 days.
Well, then Melissa's going to leave. She's mad.
I'm done now. I am officially done. The funny thing about Noi and Steve is that they really are a beautiful couple. I'm rooting for them. I really do want them to, like, succeed. But Noi, she was coming across a little bit... I don't know if selfish is the right word.
Selfish, she's so immature.
She's so stubborn and rigid and doesn't allow for a lot of flexibility. So they're cooking. Well, Steve is like, this is her first time cooking. Whatever. She's going to make these noodles. She eats vegan. No.
Gluten-free
noodles. He has regular noodles. She asked him to put it on. He asked her. She did not. So he puts his on. He leaves. He comes back to check on them. The noodles are mush. Yeah.
He's like, these are very overcooked.
So he says something. And she is just offended to the point that she grabs sushi, her books, her bags, and her belongings. And leaves. And then makes this post on Al Gore's Instagram.
Uh-huh.
That says, that was Instagram and the internet together. Mm-hmm.
She says, learning to say, nah, this just isn't good enough, will enhance your life greatly, period. You're allowed to say, this is simply not enough for me, period. You're allowed to have a vision for yourself, your life, your relationships, and refuse to settle for anything less, period. Say no often, period. Pink heart, pink heart, pink heart. Now, mind you, she made this post after not talking to this man, sometime in the midst of not talking to this man for a day and a half.
Oh, yes. My God.
Yeah, that would have been it.
That would have been.
I don't understand. Like, yeah, they had to explain this to me because I didn't see the episode. What relevance? This is Lindsay because all over again. Marcus, what relevance does this have to the situation?
She cooked for him and he complained because the food was bad.
And she is pissed that he brought up at the little dinner that she wants 3 kids and it's a hard 3. It's a hard 3. She only wants 3 kids. So all that you can have a vision was code for, mm-hmm, I want 3 kids, and y'all keep trying to make like that's a wrong thing, but all it is a vision.
I feel like you just Shakespeare that whole thing. You just put a
bunch of meaning. I really didn't even connect that until you just said that.
Oh.
I did not connect that. I didn't either. I don't know what she was talking about.
It makes sense.
What does that have to do with noodles?
That's what I feel like people do with Shakespeare. Like, he wrote something, and now today we interpret it as something deeper than what it actually meant to be.
He'd be like, nigga, I don't know what I was saying. Right.
I feel like
you could be second or third, fourth. Hell, you could be fifth.
That she was just laughing about came out in that.
I agree.
But yeah, it makes sense.
I do definitely think that he didn't know, but the noodles was the straw that broke the camel's back. Because based off of, unless he's playing us all, based off of his director camera, and I knew something was up when they hold that cell phone.
Listen.
And it's that close to their face. I was like, something went wrong.
Something always went wrong something when the camera crew is not there. Put it on your iPhone.
Just like, so we were cooking. She gone.
Can I use it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Uh-huh. So she definitely is not, unless he's playing us, he really is not aware of how his actions, I guess, building up to that moment have been affecting her.
Yes.
And so to the audience, it looks like, girl, you that mad over some noodles?
We talking about noodles?
We talking about noodles.
We talking about noodles.
Not a sauce. Not no crazy bread or cheese. Just noodles.
And I'm not saying that she might not be valid in feeling some type of way based off of previous actions that have built up. But I can say, as a married woman, that the way she handled it, he articulated it very well.
Yes, he did.
It's not right. You can't do that. And I think it was more so like, because the silent treatment, which... when Marcus makes me really mad, I know that is the way to get him to feel that I'm upset, is to just stop talking. Because then he's...
You don't do that on purpose, do you?
Yeah, she does, old punk ass nigga.
Absolutely.
But you realize you're doing something unhealthy.
Yes.
Oh, that's all Noy did.
No. This is the difference. No. I am still in his space. He knows he's aware of where I'm at, and he also knows why I am mad. He is aware of all of the pieces.
Yeah, got it.
Of the puzzle.
That's what I was about to say. She need to speak the hell up.
And that's what he was saying.
When she left, that was her talk.
Nah,
she follows him on Instagram. He saw the post.
You stupid.
She said. He said, "Was that directed at me?" She was like, "Yeah,
yes."
Nah, she's extremely immature.
It was so funny because I thought she was going to back down, and she was like, "No, that was for you. Yes, you annoyed me." So I
thought she was at least going to apologize for the icing him out for a day and a half. That just felt like
no, because she likes to. She can't talk about things when she's mad, Angel.
Well, then she needs to get over it quicker and then talk about it. But the thing is like. With the whole the kid thing, even the dog thing, sleeping in the bed, and this, I missed this episode, so I don't know what else she's done.
I'm keep reminding y'all. Just in case y'all forget.
I have to keep reminding myself, make sure I don't go back to a different episode. She got a lot of work.
Oh yeah,
if they make it or not, even if they do make it, she has a long way to go to reach the point to where she's acting like an adult and not a spoiled little brat.
Yeah, because she put the Noy in annoying.
You are horrible.
Hey, but
I did. I was waiting to use it. I was waiting for Marcus to stop talking.
He's like, I got this.
If I knew that, I'd have just kept going.
Listen, let me tell you what is even more. If I were Steve, the thing I'd be more mad about than the walkout and the 24 to 36 hours of not talking to me, it's the putting it on social media. Without even talking to me.
That's why it's over.
My family saw this. Friends follow you.
Because if you're not ready to talk about it, then you're not ready to talk about it.
That's my biggest thing. If you need a second to process, okay.
I'm a minute-to-process person.
Yeah, I can. Melissa and I are married. She ain't never been like, I have figured my feelings out. Let me subtweet my husband.
Yeah, no, that's
so now people be like, because you know people done screenshot. Ooh, look what happened with Noah
and
Steve.
I'm convinced that's how he saw it.
Yes!
I don't think he was scrolling Instagram because he was too busy calling her.
Yeah.
And I think even if you're a minute to process person, you can communicate, hey, I'm a little upset right now. I'm going to take a beat. He was like, I'm ready to apologize. Like, he was like, it took me a second to figure out what you was mad about. But what happened is before he got to apologize, she did three worse things.
Uh-huh.
So now his apology is like, well, nigga, I didn't even do all that.
Right.
Yeah. You really mad? Because that's what was funny because he was so embarrassed. Like, people ask me, like, what's wrong? He's like, pasta? Like, you sound dumb.
Yeah.
Y'all arguing over noodle texture?
She definitely
I wanted
it
al dente. These are whatever not al dente is. Y'all sound dumb.
She had so much more ground to stand on. And this is what I'm saying. She doesn't do it right. When I... be on that silent treatment with Marcus, he know why I'm upset. He know I'm just not over the upsetness.
Yes.
So I'd be like, I'm just going to distance myself because that is what my husband does to me. So sometimes,
oh, y'all both be silent treatment in each
other. So he, this is really how he actually responds. Like, that is literally how he responds.
I'm a retreater.
I do it to him so he can understand how it makes me feel.
And then after the fact, she'll tell me, so you know I did that.
Yes.
So he also, and I'm like, nigga, I know.
No. And he's like, I hated it. I was like, okay, so can we work?
But I don't do it on purpose. Like me, I'm just like, I'm still.
Angel is worse.
Yes.
Angel's doing it like, on purpose to be petty.
Angel's, no, it's not to be. It's a teacher lesson.
Ain't no damn lesson.
It's a teacher lesson.
Ain't teaching no lesson.
You are hurting me when you do it.
Because I literally need the time. Angel can flip a light switch. You know, Angel's the artist, and she can just flip a light switch. Okay, I'm happy now. I can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, I need time.
But I also, I know you need time to process.
Don't touch me.
I know he
needs. Get off me.
Get your hands off me. I know he needs time to process. I can usually articulate very clearly, this is what you have done early on. Like, if he notices my energy is off, something's going on. What is it? I can be like, okay, you know what? When you did this, made me feel some type of way. I would appreciate if you don't. Okay, my bad. I won't do it again. And then, yes, I'm like, whoo. All right. I'd be like, something's off. What's wrong? Nothing. Something's wrong. What'd I do?
Because, hold on. This is from years of, okay, I'm going to bring this up, but I don't feel like talking about it right now. Uh-huh. Okay?
Hold on.
He did
try to do that.
Shut your mouth. I'm getting to that. Because Angel would be like, you ain't got to tell me. I won't, just let me know what it is. And then when you're ready to talk about it, we can talk.
I'll be trying.
No, as soon as I let her know what it is, she got to talk about it right now.
Because I'll be like, we can fix it.
Hey, shut up. Let me talk. So I'm like, no, let's not talk about this right now. Okay, 30 seconds later. But if you didn't, see, you're not listening. So now, what's wrong? Nothing.
Because you know if you tell her now, you're going to have to talk about it now.
I'm
going
to have to talk about it now. So when I feel better, now let's talk about it.
You need to hide your feelings harder.
I don't hide nothing.
I'm the worst.
Because I can hide my feelings. He cannot know at all. I can absolutely. If he knows there's something wrong, it's because I want him to know.
I cannot hide.
If she wants to know what it is, I have to tell her.
Melissa can't hide feelings.
I can't hide feelings.
I have to tell you.
What if I want to know what
it is? If you want to know what it is, it's like the equivalent. Like, you can know something's wrong.
Sometimes I'll be thinking I know, and then I'll be like guessing it. And then when you bring it up, I'll be like, oh man, I was off. Way off.
That's true.
But sometimes I be guessing right, so don't even.
And I still be lying, like ain't nothing wrong.
Y'all and us is the same people with the different genders.
Yes.
Because I'd be like, oh, that made you mad?
I was like,
certainly I thought this was who she was.
I know.
And I usually know.
So
I'm
you didn't care
up.
About nothing about all that other.
Give
just
me about
this.
10 minutes. I'd be like, ah, oh, that's probably what it was.
I always default. House messy. That's what it is.
She be saying that too. Is it because the house messy? House is fine, Angel. Actually, it's not, but that ain't what's wrong.
I think it's a house mess.
The only thing worse, the worst thing guessing wrong is you done added another thing to be. You know what? I am mad about that as well. But that's second in
you just introduced some new stuff. Really, yeah, they're mad about that too.
This nigga's on trial saying, no, I didn't kill him. I killed that guy. Okay? If y'all want to put me on trial, them is the murderers. Yeah.
It's because I killed that man. No, we thought you killed that man.
But also, all this is years of relationship. Correct. Yes. Right? So I understand.
Not
Melissa.
3 weeks.
I know how to, you know, and she understands me, vice versa for y'all, or vice versa us, same for y'all. Stephen Noy.
Same for us, too.
Yeah. For the vice versa. Right?
He's stupid. The vice versa.
So Stephen Noy, y'all still deciding. Yeah. If I was Steve, I'd be like, nope.
Right.
You ain't finna embarrass me. Yeah. Walk out over these noodles.
Oh, absolutely.
Now you
not.
And on top of the ridge you call and on top of the dogs, all I did is not have a job. What is that?
What is that?
Job schmob.
Oh yeah. The friend was like, oh no, he can get a job. We're hiring his position all the time. And he's got a great community of leads. And she was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
So you can have a job.
You can
right
get
now.
A job. You just refuse to.
He's like,
the same way she said about the social media. You can get a job.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
but I'm not.
I just don't want to.
And but the reason why I'm not going to get a job is because you don't know how to make my noodles correct. So if I was at work,
I'd be having soggy, mushy noodles.
Yeah, the difference with that is him not having a job ain't him not having money.
He said he doesn't want a full-time job. He never said, I don't want to work anymore.
Yes. He keeps saying self-employed. I want to be self-employed. I am self-employed. I can make money on my own, do it on my own terms, whatever he was saying. She's like, no, clock in 9 to 5.
Because right that's now. Her money story. Something about security and
the way she grew up. Yeah, just because your people grew up broke don't mean he is.
But you get that's all a right. slow ask.
Yeah.
A slow ask?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Meaning
slow ass.
I thought she was. It had more words to it. I thought you said slow ass.
Oh like, no,
that's
no.
a slow ass transition in life. That's what I thought she was saying. I was like, Melissa cussing, but slow ask. Yes. Go ahead.
Meaning it's going to take a while for her to get on board if the only vision of security looks like a 9 to 5.
Got it.
Yeah, so if that's where I was thinking sight. You were going, but I thought you were going to be like, slow ass time to get on board with all this. I was like, what? Melissa then rode a roller coaster and got real saucy out here.
Listen,
real saucy.
Also, is it cussing if somebody cusses in a group chat and you copy and paste it back?
Yes. Cool, shut up,
cool,
Kevin.
Cool.
You are terrible.
I was just asking for us as friends. I'm just asking for us as friends.
Oh, Kevin.
I'll just ask.
Well, she doesn't. She still don't cuss in real life like you do.
I don't cuss. Actually, I love mother from Jesus.
You bleeped out the right thing. I need to learn how to do it.
I cannot do that. When we were probably in our early 20s, I feel like before the boys were born. Wait, you could tell the story.
No, go ahead and tell it because I want you to.
I don't want to do it. That's why.
Angel okay, B. before Angel, y'all tell the story, let me go to this ad. Y'all, really, Melissa on this roller coaster, my kids on roller coasters, that was anxiety.
Sure was.
Inducing, okay. Sure was. Melissa was pumping the brakes on the the roller coaster with her hand, mind you.
Why y'all?
She was waiting for her X-Men power to come in to slow that roller coaster down. Cy, I think, went completely asleep on one of the roller coasters just so he wouldn't have to experience it in real time.
Marcus said he was going to pass out.
Marcus said he thinks he passed out.
Yeah, Melissa might have passed out for about 0.6 seconds.
The thing is, he didn't say passed out. He said, I think I fainted. He did. That's what you know. That's what you know, that life has gotten hard. So what are things that you're anxious about? What are things that, you know, you're not anxious about? From COVID to socializing to helping my kids through the stresses of the last 2 years, there's a lot to be anxious about in 2022. Even the news can make me anxious about our world, okay? And listen, we're talking about these people getting married. Dating and relationships can be pretty anxiety-provoking, okay? Well, we got something that's going to help prevent anxiety-induced nausea and vomiting, and that's Relief Band. Relief Band is the number one FDA-cleared anti-nausea wristband that has been clinically proven to quickly relieve and effectively prevent anxiety-induced nausea and vomiting. Deal with nausea from motion sickness, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, and chemotherapy. Relief Band helps with that too. How it works is Relief Band stimulates a nerve in the wrist that travels to the part of the brain that controls nausea from anxiety or other elements. Then it blocks the signal your brain is sending to your stomach, telling you that you're sick. It's like the name says, it's legitimately a band you wear on your wrist to give you relief from nausea because that's caused by things like anxiety. And you can change the intensity depending on how you're feeling to make it stronger, weaker. It's that simple. The technology was originally developed over 20 years ago in hospitals to relieve nausea from patients, but now through Relief Band, it's available to the masses. Now, I am the type of person that if I get a headache and it's too severe, I will throw up. That is just point blank period. So I am the type, like, I've had it happen even not just our tour. It's happened to me before on doing stand up where I was just like, I don't know if I can go on because my head is hurting, which is now making my stomach go, all right, let's abort ship. And the only way to get it to go away was for me to be able to press on that pressure point. So being able to have Relief Band in those circumstances to where, because I know like our son Sai, he gets, when he gets headaches, nausea comes right soon after. He's kind of like his mama. And being able to have something that is, it's kind of fast acting. Like, it's amazing how quickly getting on that pressure point can kind of get your brain to be like, okay, no. This and this don't have to match up right now. This migraine and your nausea can be separated so your nausea can calm down. So definitely dealing with my headaches is so much better now with Relief Band. I feel like every parent decision is in this extraordinary times can give us anxiety. And that's why I appreciate that I have a Relief Band in my life. One of the things about Relief Band that is great is that it's 100% drug-free, non-drowsy, and provides all natural, long-lasting relief with zero side effects for as long as needed. And they just released their newest model, Relief Sport. The Sport is waterproof, has an extended battery life, and can attach to your Apple or Android watch. Come on. Relief makes a great gift for any time of the year. Right now, they got an exclusive offer just for the Bald and the Beautiful listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code TBTB, you'll receive 20% off plus free shipping and no questions asked 30-day money-back guarantee. That's the best offer you'll find for Relief Band anywhere, but you have to use our code. So head to reliefband.com and use our promo code TBTB for 20% off plus free shipping. Voila. Please.
You were telling the story.
I remember what you, I remember the cuss word you were trying to bleep out anymore.
I think you and Jay were just doing it, and I was like, I can do it too.
Oh, and then you failed.
Was it MF?
Yes.
And Lissa said she bleeped mother.
That's what I do all the time.
Yeah. I need to be like these.
I said, I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell.
Oh, no. She tried to catch the word.
I need to be like, these blank fuckers. Like, what was these punk?
So, what did you blank? Mother.
Mother. Yes. Yeah, it's the worst. I just was editing a sketch for us, and I was like, I just bleeped out mother. There's nothing wrong with
she's
mother.
Editing. It ain't like she's saying it.
No.
Oh, during the sketch.
During the sketch, I bleeped out mother in my, like, I was like, mother. But I said the F part, and that's I was hilarious. Just like, God dang it. What is wrong? I'd be like, you asshole. What is the H going to do? What is... So dumb. I feel so stupid. It makes me mad. That's okay. What Kevin's sleeping when he does
anyway,
that.
Anyway, yes, he is. All right. Oh, anything else on Noy and Steve?
They're not going to make it no more.
You don't think so?
No, they are. They are.
I think as long as she grow up, yeah, she'll be fine.
She got a whole lot of, she got a long way to go.
Yeah, she does have a lot. But I feel like Steve is, he's so patient.
He is.
Yeah. Like when she came back and she was just like, Bless you.
When she didn't have no remorse and she was having that smirk on her face, yeah. I said, oh, "How is
but
he?"
You know what? He's rigid with the job thing too, though.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, he has
heard about the
rigid
job, about the kids, but
they didn't even bring it up about like what his rigidity was when they were like, "What's your three kids thing?" And he was like,
"He's not ready to live that life." He does not want to have too structured of a life.
He could live in a van. Adventure.
He said, yes. I want as many as I can afford. We can afford.
Yeah. He's like, very just go with the flow. Whatever kind of life dictates at the moment, he's willing to like kind of sink
into it. But that's also rigid in itself. He does not want to set a schedule. This man, my baby, he don't want when we go on vacation.
Careful.
He don't want no set up schedule.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to go with the flow, but that's his rigidness that doesn't want a schedule.
Yeah, I get
Angel will have every hour playing.
Come on.
I like the combination of the two.
I could take a combination, but Marcus would be like, no.
I don't be like,
because we'll start doing shit at 5 a.m.
Because sometimes that's when stuff starts. No,
that ain't vacation.
We did that in Egypt, and I was just like,
we were both like, this why is we did this? Dumb. We already paid for it. We did.
Very dumb. This is dumb.
Hey, but we end up wanting to do stuff, and they like, oh, it's no, you had to book that.
That's what happened when we went to Rome. We was like, we want to go in the Colosseum. And they were like, did you book it 8 years ago? We were like, no. Well, then you better look at it from the outside. Same thing with the Eiffel Tower. We're like, can we go up there? They're like, yes. Did you sign up online in 2003? No, we just thought it would be a good idea because we was kind of standing outside. Right. No, you can't do that. Remember, we said we ain't going to make that mistake again. Yeah,
the big ones you do have to plan. But sometimes I be want to wake up and be like, I want to do nothing. And that be okay.
Mm-hmm. We got to plan do nothing days.
And that's what you got to do.
Yeah. Right.
That's what we did in Egypt too. But we panned them all at the end. And it was Germany. The beginning when we retired.
Germany.
You right. Girl, I love you so much.
All right, here we go. Jasmina and Michael. I don't even remember what happened with them. They made up. Better.
The sister was like, hey.
That's what it was. The sister.
I hate you. The sister was like, she a strong woman. So she don't know that she can trust you.
And also white girlfriend.
Was like, you sound just like him.
Yep.
She was like, F you. She was like, yeah, dude, you don't have it's hard for you to admit that you're wrong. She said, I admit that I'm wrong. She's like, I just don't have to do it often because I'm right. She's like, see, that's what you think.
Yes, people. That's hilarious.
I love the white girlfriend for that. Mm-hmm. I really did. I really love that she was like,
now, calling her out.
Yeah, like now Jasmina, the same way she did not Michael. Like now girl.
Yeah.
Now you know good
this
and well.
Sound like you right here. Yes. We've been here.
Are you seriously mad at him for doing an action just like you? I'm so confused. I just want to make sure that's what we're talking about.
Sometimes you can't see it in yourself, but you're very clear in others.
Anything else on Jasmina and Michael?
No. I'm just glad that they're on a better
Me too.
Uh-huh. And I hope they make it.
Yes. Alyssa and Chris.
She's a lying sack of
I hope this is her last. After this, they don't make them do nothing else.
Because I wanted this so bad.
Oh my God.
I did my best.
I don't understand how she
said, I filled out that questionnaire to the T.
She sure did.
That's her best.
That's.
I hope this is it. Because I was irritated. Y'all don't need to go bowling.
I know.
Y'all need to go bowling.
They had to announce to the couples, because they didn't know, but we all know they did.
Yeah.
But they had to announce to the couples that they weren't together.
After this, don't put them on my
the producers
no
should
more.
Have announced that they ain't together.
Yes.
They ain't coming. They not together no
text
more.
Text them and show the text. Have Noah put it on social media.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to hear her say words to my ears.
And I try
ever again.
I try so hard.
Oh,
and
I don't
makes
understand.
My skin crawl.
Trash.
Someone who could be that committed to their
lives. Oh, I gotta show y'all. I saw her. She's on a
cartoon.
She's on a movie. Hold on, I gotta
I just
show
said,
you.
On a movie. This is Karen. Well, that's not a name, but. I still think the girl in the cartoon looked better than her.
It is.
What is this? This Hotel Transylvania?
Minions.
Nah, Minions.
And she's got really great teeth.
Yeah, that is exactly what she looks like.
Really great teeth. She was so mad. She was like, it was supposed. Yeah, this is her right there.
It is her.
That's her with the great straight teeth.
I hate her.
yeah,
I think a lot of people
do.
A lot of people hate her.
Yeah, she just gives white girl
disgusting
Karen.
She's Karen, like she's the poster child.
I really hope when she watches this, she's able to be like, "Whoo, I am not a good person."
Nah, that's the only good thing that could come out of it. Also, saying it over and over doesn't really change the way my actions are.
Y'all
perceived.
Said she had one of her friends believing that she tried.
Yes.
I hope her friends go back and watch it.
Well, listen, because the editors are so petty. The producers, every time she said something, they cut in.
Said, I didn't even realize she walked out that many times.
Man, every time. I tried to have conversations with him, but
I'm just going
to
walk away.
It was like four times, right? Yeah, at least three.
She really.
The thing is, her friends know her better. They just sit there and look at her and smile and wave and then walk away and be like, girl, this girl.
Listen, the friend said, I wish I could have met him because she didn't get to come to the wedding. She said, I wish I could have met him on my own because I know you judge men harshly.
Because they all know. They all know.
Why did she come over to this show?
I don't understand why her friends don't be like, girl, you trash. You trash AF.
Because she cries so much, they don't get a chance. I can't. This is too much.
I don't want to talk about this.
Flips to victim quick.
Oh my God.
It is there. It is. Listen, white women, they when that comes to a superpower, that's the one. It takes me forever to remember. Oh, I can be victim. But I'll be forgetting.
Angel said she didn't like that. The movie where the white lady was doing the, put the old folks home in.
I didn't either.
That movie
on
was,
Netflix?
Yeah.
Why? When have they been? No, I'm not gonna back down. I will.
Let me tell you something. This is this one thing that sickens me. You got. Now I'm gonna go ahead and say it. You got this 75-pound white woman going against the mafia.
Oh yeah.
Like really. For one, I'm so sick and tired of seeing these, like,
what was the name of that movie?
Unstoppable superhero.
I can't remember.
Women do all of this stuff. It's like nothing about the history of them makes it seem like that they're capable of any of this.
Yes.
We see more of the victim 99.99% of the time.
I was
like, Angelina Jolie, stop.
They're like,
no.
Okay, but I like
it. It'd be a dude like 375 pounds and you body slammed him.
You want to be
Angelina? Yeah, I just want to pump the brakes on Angelina Jolie though, because I personally
I don't care.
Just like her.
No.
I want personally.
I'm like, stop it. Yeah, that movie, what was it? I care. Oh my God.
Why didn't you like it?
I can't remember. It's been a while, but there was something about it that I was like, it's not really, but I also realize, specifically for me, white women that are playing either super victim or superhero-y type of roles, I just don't be getting with.
Yeah.
The one movie with, his name is Denzel Washington, and he's like fighting the world for this white girl. What is the name of this movie? I wish Kev was here.
It's Denzel Washington.
It's a Denzel Washington movie. And he is literally like taking on. It's a little white girl.
A man apart.
Man on fire.
Man on fire. Man apart is Vin Diesel.
Do not like it. That's not your daughter. That's not your niece. That's not your auntie. That's not your cousin. That's had no blood relation. And you decided to take on the world. It wasn't the world, literally, but the world.
Yeah.
To save this little white girl, I just don't like it.
But that's like, that's the whole, that's how like society, that's how they always want to picture it. That's how Emmett Till happened. It's like white men have to feel like, oh, well, we're protecting our women when they actually suppress them just, you know, a whole lot too. But that's that type of movie shows the thought process of their writing.
Yes, and I don't like it.
But yeah, it gets on my last. Oh, my
she
God.
She do victims so quick. Oh, yes, she could teach a seminar on it, and I would take it because I literally forget.
And for anybody that don't understand, this would be pissing us off. Like, you see Alyssa and the way she acts, that's exactly why we feel the way we be feeling, because she's the type of chick, she could rear end somebody in traffic and then turn into the victim.
Absolutely.
And out and blame the person that just ran in. And then, you sitting in jail.
Why am I in jail? She hit me.
Right. Because oh my God. And that's all they have to do is cry. but look at the size of him. Yeah. He scared me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, bitch, grow some balls.
Nope. Like Mark the Shock.
I was going to say, maybe she'll take Mark. last people, Katina and Elijah Wan.
The friends were not having him.
Oh, Elijah Wan. That's right.
Oh, her friends?
Yes. First of all, found out Elijah Wan's never dated a black woman before.
Yes.
I can see that.
And Katina did not like her friend coming about that. She was like, we talked about it. It's fine. She's like, I'm just telling you.
Yes.
Oh, Katina's
friend. Yeah, she said it made me feel some type of way. She was like, and Katina said, well, you know he's part Irish. She said, he looked black, though.
Yep.
He's black. Yeah. He know he looked black, right? She's like,
I don't care how Irish he is. Cops, white people see him as black.
Yeah, black people see him as black. Yeah. Ain't nobody like, you got Irish in your family. She was like, it's concerning to me. And I just, you know, she was like, it's that he's never been, his reasoning when he told the friends that was, he said, no black women ever found him attractive. I was like, bull.
That ain't the truth.
Black women don't, attraction is not the catapult to whether or not we date you.
No.
That is not the catapult.
It be your actions.
It is not. We will date some men that you just like, is he done cooking? Did the Lord stop somewhere in the middle? So you can't tell me that's why no black woman ever dated you. And she was like, no, it's just he's never been in a serious relationship. So he done smashed some black girls, but he's never dated.
Yeah.
And so you could tell Katina was getting a little like,
she was defensive about
it. She was very, but she is not about to have people dragging her husband.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Period. That's just not what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Her best friend who came over during the cocktail party, during the housewarming, I didn't think was about to, she was like, I didn't like him when I met him. So we gonna see.
I mean, if you being like protective of a friend, he does put off an energy that makes you feel like you need to be protective of your friend. Yeah. It's like, now hold on, pump your brakes. But again, he's shown the most improvement out of anybody over the past three, 4 seasons.
And the friends warmed up.
Yeah.
They were just like, you know, he is a lot of energy, but he has shown that he is really like
invested.
Yeah.
Is this the episode where he cut his hair?
Yes.
I thought it was so sweet.
I was like, oh, you better win our hearts.
I thought it was the sweetest
thing. So she didn't like the frohawk, and she told him, and so he cut it off.
And came out and was like, trying to make it a moment. You know, you told me you want Michael B. Jordan, whatever you said.
Yeah, something close to Michael B. Jordan.
You know, and took off the hood and was like, you like it? You like it? I was like, he cares about her opinion. 100. And she gave it to him.
Yes.
It was sweet.
She reads him well. Very well, yeah. And she knows what to give him in order for him to keep continuing to pour into her.
Yes.
And see, that'd be the problem when you invite friends into relationships, friends or family.
Oh, yeah.
The way they were coming at him, she's like, hold on. She did the right thing, like pump y'all's brakes, because y'all don't see what I see.
She was like, I have been with him for the past 2 weeks. The friend was like,
tell me
about the life of the two weeks
that you guys have been together.
Right. She was trying her best not to roll her eyes. She was like, no, girl.
Yes.
Girl. But go ahead. Sorry.
I just think that I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Liz. I knew I should have just let you go.
It didn't matter that much because I forgot. It was about the black people. They say Richard. I don't know. I like them. I think that Katina does navigate him really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm rooting for them.
I really am. Like I said, even though his first showing, whoo, that was tough.
Oh yeah,
because they even talked about his lap dance that he gave at the reception where he's lifting up his shirt and popping. And she was like, I mean, it was a lot, but I liked it. It was a lot, but it was nice.
Him, Kevin back.
Me, Kevin, done.
So his first showing, and because he does talk a lot and he has a lot of energy, I know doesn't lean to the best of impressions, but he is showing that he actually, it feels as though he's showing he has really good intentions.
Yes. The fact that she's able to get over, I personally couldn't be married to someone that is that kind of like high energy, hyperactive, talkative type of personality. I would be like, you what?
No. I think we were all like,
oh,
no.
I thought you were joking. I was like, no,
Kev's not that though.
When I'm at home, I don't be like that.
He's not like overly talkative, high energy.
Like, when I'm at home, I'm not like this.
When the cameras come off, I'm like,
He's not completely turned
down. Yeah, I do drugs.
But I feel like the way that everyone was talking about, the fact that the mom was like, frog.
And yes, it left.
Yeah.
That would drain
that
me.
That is a lot, yeah.
Because I'm the opposite of that. But the fact that Katina is like, yeah, it would be draining for me. It would be really, really draining. The fact that all the friends are like, he's a lot. She's like, I know he'd be talking a lot. He's talkative. But like, it's charming for her. Like, she enjoys it. She knows what it is. She knows how he comes across. She can name it and is still like, but I can vouch for you.
Don't nobody want no spouse that just don't be saying nothing.
That's
Angel
true.
Hates it.
Oh, my God, today. You got to say something to me.
Because I don't be talking.
I'm giving up on you.
Come on. You got to say some words, God dang it.
But she going to come in and she going to do some talking.
I'm going to help you out, man. I ain't going to leave you by yourself.
Angel, wake up talking. Go to bed talking. Talking asleep.
I'm not
going to
leave you. But then when I don't talk, he be like, what's going on?
Something's wrong.
Angel be on FaceTime on the planes. We was on tour. Yeah, so we had just boarded a flight, girl. No, we heading down to, what is it? Louisville. Yeah.
My friends call me because they want to talk. So I'm going to talk to them.
No headphones. We got to hear you.
That's
and
her
them.
Absolutely.
No, I'm not a headphone person either.
But listen, Kevin, you might be able to hear my people, but you are just as loud as me.
I don't talk on the phone.
Kevin, we was in Napa and we heard your whole business meeting.
Oh my God.
From our cottage.
That's exactly.
I was sitting there, I said, they got some. Wait. No. That's Kevin.
Kevin will walk outside and think that God. Means the house can't hear him.
Melissa used to get
but
so
we,
mad.
Just
at
stay
me.
In the house.
I used to go walk out the backyard. She was like, could you go in the garage?
And wait, so the you people are playing golf are now, like,
yes.
Your voice is coming in the window, open in the window. Hey, good morning, y'all.
Hear everything. And don't let it be. Oh, you haven't talked to Toby in a while, but him and Toby.
Oh my gosh. So it's not just us. He had to call me. I was doing a live. And you still doing a live because I'm getting ready to call Toby. I was like, well, let me get off of here because they ain't gonna be able to hear me.
No. Just laugh.
Toby!
My God.
Hey, y'all leave my friend Kevin alone. Even though he don't call me.
I don't call. Marcus, you're not gonna get that, baby.
No, and you actually though.
He rushes me off the phone.
Listen,
no, he rushes them off the phone, but they call him.
Everyone calls me.
If that is true.
I have to tell myself, you should be a good friend. Also call people. My mind says
this is
no.
Me and Kevin's. This is me and Kevin's phone call. What's up, Kev? Hey, Marcus. What you up to? Oh, for real?
Why you make me sound like I'm shifty?
All right. I'll be like, Kev, I know you're trying to get off phone, so I'm going to hold you on here. He'll be like,
Kevin will call me, but I know he's asking for me to do something. That's when, that's when he'll let yes. If I want a yes from Angel, let me just, hey, sister. I'll be like, what
y'all
you need?
Y'all lie so profusely.
I also, as much energy, as much as I don't mind talking, I too can't take that. The like never ending. Yes. I like a give and take.
Yes.
Conversation. Mm-hmm. But
I'm gonna try that for like a week. See if that gives me 3.
You
weeks
gonna lose
no
30
talking.
Pounds, Marcus?
I already know.
He gonna give up at 3 seconds in. So Angel, what you think?
She like, what would you say? Nah,
I'm like, come on, babe.
I'm gonna go out here and mess with the engine on the Mustang. Hey.
That's Marcus's Noah taking the dog. Marcus, I'm finna go up and mess with this engine on this Mustang.
That's my daddy.
Yes.
Like, daddy, what you doing? You know, just tinkering around.
Her dad got that.
Tinkering around on what?
Magnum. Was it Magnum?
He did have the Magnum.
He still got it, don't he?
No, I think he sold it.
That thing in that pristine. That thing looks like he just
Does
got
daddy
it
still
today.
Have that, Greg?
I'm pretty sure he do. He,
I didn't. I forgot he was over there.
Car club.
I don't remember.
But the point is, from the moment he purchased it till the moment it left his hand, that thing looked like he just bought it. Perfect. I was like, you really love this Magnum? He's like, this is my car.
He's just always been that way. We had lemons back in the day, and he washed and cleaned.
Remember, we lived in Germany, and we had that old Datsun.
Thank you, guys. So never had a Datsun, first of all.
We had a Datsun. You've been through some pain if you had a Datsun.
We had a
van.
Am I going to work today?
We had a van where the, what you call it, didn't, that.
Everybody's car did that.
It came down.
My mama had a Chrysler Fifth Avenue, and it was like you had low-hanging ceiling fans.
Yeah, but you talk about an old name.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, but we're talking about lemons. How many times have you been stranded on the highway?
Because your car broke down. Like 2 times.
Twice.
Never.
And it wasn't because of lemons. My parents would just keep their cars for 500,000 miles.
Five fingers. Had lemons.
You mean on the highway specifically?
Like on the highway.
Oh, that's never happened to be on the highway. Our car didn't work.
We got once on the highway, but it was like a fuel pump failure. It was like almost a new truck. I was driving. Mom was like, what are you doing? I'm like, Mom, I'm trying to hit the pedal. And then the one time the drive shaft came out of the Fifth Avenue.
I had a drive shaft issue also.
Did it fall out? Ours fell out.
What the heck is a drive shaft?
No matter how bad I treated my car, they never betrayed me when I was too far from
Angel,
home.
Angel, she had a car that she never changed the oil, not once.
You guys really
hold up. But Angel sold the car or gave the car to a friend?
Same.
I did that.
Did you give that car to Nina and she got it serviced and that's when it started messing up?
Yeah, she started putting the high quality gas. That thing said, what? I'm used to being treated a certain way. This is ridiculous.
Angel, we threw a ride in a vehicle that I got for Angel. And the only thing that saved us is the thing had a recall on it.
Come on, because the Lord cares about me.
Yeah, that was good.
They had to
that thing started going
engine.
Bad. I was following Angel. I said, pull over. I pulled the dipstick for the oil, and I see metal fibers. I was like.
Because he didn't change the
my
oil.
Car needs
because
oil
I didn't change the
your
oil.
Your car is over by 8,000 miles.
Yeah, no, mine is bad right now. But I was going to say something. Kev did the same thing. He had a car.
First two cars.
Didn't
why?
Geostorm, I just was driving.
Jiffy
driving
Lube. Car. It takes like 5 minutes.
I had no oil change money.
They need to do it when you're pumping gas.
But the car. That would be bomb. The car broke down over by her house, and I just left it there, and I was just like. I was like, y'all gonna tow
it's
it
gone.
I'm not gonna be able to get it out. And it don't work. It's your problem now.
Before that happened to that car, I said, Angel, why don't you get the oil change? How am I supposed to remember to get the oil change? I said, Angel, there's a little tag up in the window. Mm-mm. And it tells you. She was like, they need a better system. I said, I'd be damned.
You know, he's going to tell parts.
That's when it's low.
This is new days that light comes on.
No, that's when it's low. It ain't when you need it. Well, some newer cars do.
Let
what?
Me tell you. This is what I kept trying to get him to agree to, but he won't because he doesn't love me the way I love him.
You're right.
I said, you should be the one responsible for the oil changes of all the cars because I'm responsible for for taking all of our children for their oil changes. All of their medical appointments, all of their doctor's appointments.
This is when we had one child.
No. No, now come on and tell the truth.
All right, we had three, the twins.
Y'all never had two.
Yeah.
For like 7 minutes, y'all had two.
We had three kids. I said, I'm the one who does all their doctor's appointments. I make sure that they get all their, I do everything for the kids. Just do everything for the cars, because I'm not going to do it.
That's fair.
So out of spite?
It wasn't spite.
That's actually fair.
It was a fair conversation.
Everybody shut the hell up.
I don't agree with that.
This wasn't even a conversation. It had nothing to do with the kids.
I don't agree with that, Marcus.
It did have a conversation. Because you remember, I went out of town. I said, will you get the oil change while I'm gone? And you were like, all right, Angel. And it didn't happen.
You're right, it didn't.
Marcus, I just...
Like, I'm buying the cars. I'm paying for them. I'm making sure everything else. All you got, you already ripping and running.
He's getting you pregnant.
Why isn't my car taking in then?
I don't have a key to your car.
No, he don't listen.
No,
he is wrong on this.
No.
Period.
Only thing I put up to the house here is the keys. All you got to do is get the oil change.
Well, I didn't ask for the new car. My Corolla wouldn't have broke down. So I said, listen, this is a nicer car. Take it, please.
Absolutely not.
I agree with
that. Then she got a brand new vehicle out there and the front fender's falling off.
Well, that was she tried because to drive the through Lord tried
to drive through
us.
A pond.
In the Infiniti? Oh, that
window through the water.
Did the puddle. I was man, driving through a puddle.
It wasn't no goddamn puddle. It was a pond.
It was a high rising puddle.
It was a swamp.
It was a high rising
puddle. I literally pulled branches out of the engine.
They wasn't branches.
I got it on picture. I got video and picture.
But it wasn't branches. Oh, it was in it. It was in a vlog.
Josh, you know how the radiator in the front of the car, the top of the radiator had debris in it.
And that was because of how the wind.
Angel just lied.
It was.
How the
wind blew that thing up.
When are we going to be done with this?
We done.
Thank you guys so much for joining us.
I got to pee and I'm hungry.
You should have went pee while you was in your meeting.
I was trying to come up in here and be with y'all.
Y'all have a good one.
I'm at the point in my life where if I'm talking to you on the phone and I have to pee, I no longer mute.
Amen.
I was talking to Melissa and I was like, are you peeing? She was like, yep.
Join
I know. I've had friends that have been
I do
doing
that too, but I can pee on the side. Women, y'all can't. Y'all pee go where you want to go.
Well, I used to mute and now I do not.
I sometimes mute on the flush, but that's about it.
Oh, I
only,
y'all
only,
can't pee on the side.
I only mute on my mama.
Pee on the
everybody
side.
Everybody else, Kev, if I'm on the phone with you and not letting you off, you're going to hear me pee.
Marcus, I got to go.
That's too close.
I got something else to tell you.
I mean pee on the side of the toilet, on the white part. Because
when
the
it
water.
Goes in the middle, it'd be loud. Yeah, it'd be but loud. On the side.
I do it when we have company
even
over.
Do it. No, I'm peeing right
I do
into
it when we
leg.
Have company over. I'd be hitting that sidewall.
Yeah, I go sidewall. Yeah, we're still filming, Greg.
Greg, take notes. This is what we be doing.
Greg,
thank you guys so much. Bye.
Bye.